Hello everybody, my name is Jacob, and welcome to the Epileptic Gamer Podcast. I know, it's hard to believe, 2 episodes in 1 month. Who would have thought? I guess I do have a reason to do this after all. But that's not why I'm recording it. I am recording it because Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. On Steam, reviews are being deleted to make it seem like it's a good game in lieu of the Season 1 update with the Joker. And if you don't believe me, you can go back and you can even see 8,000 reviews. All of them are negative, but when you go to the Steam store page, it says mostly positive. In what world is all negative reviews mostly positive? The world where they're deleting reviews. And I am going to get to the title right now. This was a disaster waiting to happen. And I am going to tell you why. You don't get to blame this on live service games. It is not that reason. If you want to go blame one on live service games, you go look at Helldivers 2 and look at why they are succeeding. They're not failing. Live service games aren't the issue. I was going to make an episode on if they are the issue, but then looking at Helldivers 2, when you realize it's a live service game, it's not the issue that it's the genre. It's the issue that the developer didn't give a damn. You come out in the alpha, which I, full disclosure, I was invited to. I was invited to play the alpha. And I'm probably going to get sued for saying that. I'm going to go full on scripted here. I was invited to play the alpha. And when I saw leaked screenshots of what the HUD looks like, I deleted the email in an instant. Because I knew off the bat that this was going to be a terrible game. And I am so glad that I was right. This game, it gives you a subpar story. It assumes you know who the characters are. And out of all the people, how can't Flash just kill them in an instant? All the characters fight the same. You don't give me a reason to play as Harley Quinn when if I'm tanking through as King Shark. If they're playing the same, I'm just going to pick my favorite character and go from there. There's no reason for me to switch. And the worst part is the AI. The AI is so bad. You are waiting for so long to get something done. You're just sitting there. And the final boss is just sitting there like, oh, yeah, cool. Poison Ivy, you're expecting a badass and you get a kid. It's not the game genre. It's the developer. And who made the game? Rocksteady made Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum, all the Arkham games, all these Batman games that are praised, critically renowned. And what the hell happened here? Because if they're going from that to this, someone needs to wake them up. Someone needs to tell me what world I'm in, where Rocksteady can go from making insanely great games to the heaping pile of dumpster fire trash that I got right now, because it isn't worth it. And I am almost infuriated that I'm making this episode. It shouldn't be worth my time, but I feel like you guys need to know. This Justice League game. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League was a disaster waiting to happen because it never should have been a thing in the first place. That's the cold, hard truth. And if you don't believe me, that's fine. That's your opinion. But my opinion is this. I'm going to tell you how I see it. This is what needed to be done. You shouldn't have said outright that every character was going to be different. And that was a lie. You shouldn't have said outright that it was not going to always be online only. That was a lie. I can list off lie after lie after lie. No Man's Sky did the same thing, and it took them years to recover. If it takes Justice League killed a Suicide Squad killed the Justice League, why can't I get that name right? If it takes them that long, people are going to be just interested in the game. Read the reviews. There are some of the funniest reviews there, but there are some that put like 30 hours into the game to give a decent review, and they are straight up angry that they put money into the game. It is not even worth apparently waiting for it to be on sale. Don't give this game your time. I don't know why I'm giving it my time, but this is what needed to happen. Live service games can happen. They can work. They can be done successfully. But they need to have a strict formula in place. You having so many objectives throughout Arkham City, when it's basically a copy of the Riddler puzzles, which you really didn't need to do. It's called a spade a spade. You then give them a shitty story. You give them shitty online play and expect to say, hey, here's Joker. We want you to play it. That's not how this works. Consumers aren't idiots. The gamers looked at this and said, this is bad. This is not a good product. And we refunded it. Gamers refunded it. I don't know what the concurrent player count is now. All I know is it's not good. And it shouldn't be good. If they somehow redeem themselves, which I hope they do, Rocksteady is a good studio. Lots of people put a lot of hard-earned man hours into that game. It deserves to succeed. But when you don't give a damn, this is what you get. You're going to get a terrible product that people don't like, and they're going to give you terrible reviews. And if you're going to delete reviews that you don't like, shame on you, and you deserve all the bad PR you get. There's a reason that they stopped review bombing. And I agree with that 100%. If you review bomb a game because you disagree with something, grow up. Don't play the game. This game, this isn't review bombing. This is just telling the honest truth. Go on Steam, read it for yourself. It says mixed. I disagree with that. I don't think it's mixed. I think it's mostly negative, if not very negative. I can see if you're a DC fan and you're willing to look past it and just have some mindless fun. I can see that. But this game shouldn't have been a thing. The second it was announced, people assumed that it was going to be a great thing. And that's where it was probably destined to fail. You should have clarified on what it was. If you were to say, hey, ahead of time, this it's going to be X, Y, and Z, and you didn't deliver said X, Y, and Z, well, you can wonder why people are angry. And they deserve to be angry. So, I don't really know what else to say, but they deserve refunds. They deserve to have to give out refunds because, all honesty, where do you go from here? You don't deserve to have this bad of a product. Gamers don't deserve to have this bad of a product. We weren't lied to. We were just misled. And I get how that sounds weird. We were led to believe that this game was going to be a game that was a looter shooter, just like Destiny. But we got a live service game. It's making a terrible analogy. I suck at making analogies, but my point is this. They did not want to lie to us. They did. They did not want to give us a bad product. They did. They wanted to deliver on so much, they couldn't. Because they did one thing, and it was the most crucial mistake that they ever could have made. They delivered on false promises. They made false promises. You don't do that. You don't make promises that you don't intend to keep. And if you do that, shame on you. Because you don't deserve to be in the gaming industry then. I am a podcaster who has less than 300 views, and I've been doing this thing for 3 years. I have no right to talk about the gaming industry, but I am going to tell it as I see it. As a person that buys games constantly for a living, probably too much to be honest, I feel that you need to strike a balance. You need to get that trust back. And if Rocksteady is going to get that trust back, you better bust your ass. And this is not me being harsh. This is me being honest. This is me telling you, here is where it needs to go. It needs to go down a path of pure redemption. It needs to go down the Cyberpunk route. Cyberpunk took a whole 180 and became one of the most successful games of all time. Good on them. But I don't see Suicide Squad doing the same thing. I definitely don't. I think there's too much mud on the name. Is that the best way of saying it? I guess, yeah, there's too much mud, too much dirt. There's too much there now. And if you think you can do it, if you can salvage it, go for it. I have full faith that you can at least salvage something. But you're not going to get that trust back that you had when this game was first coming out. People are going to doubt you. Every update you have, there's going to be that, are they going to deliver what they think they can type of situation. So that's just it for everything, because I have a feeling if I keep going, I am going to bust a gasket, and I want to enjoy the rest of my birthday. So you guys have a great one. I am Jacob, signing off. Thank you for listening to the Epileptic Gamer Podcast. Oh, and before I go, I am now on YouTube. Just look up Epileptic Gamer Podcast. You'll see the new logo. I'm on there. I have no subscribers at the moment because this just launched April 23rd, which is the day I am recording this episode itself. So, with any luck, you're going to either be listening to this on YouTube or on Apple, Spotify, wherever you want to go. So, alright. Shameless plug over. You guys have a wonderful week/weekend, whatever you're listening this to. Bye-bye.